Alrighty, what's going on, you guys? And welcome back to On the High Life with Holden. I'm Holden, and yes, it has been almost a month since the first episode I did with Lit and Lucid, and I do apologize for that. I've had some personal things going on this past month, but now I'm back, and I'm going to be doing these every 2 weeks on Friday, uploaded at 4:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So thank you guys for joining. And on today's episode, we're going to just be diving in into my personal history with cannabis, kind of just getting to know me a little bit and why I use the plant, and just other random stuff that I want to talk about myself. So yeah, today we're going to be smoking on some Chernobyl out of my new toke rig. So yeah, I'm gonna load up this bowl real quick and then we will get started. So how you guys been doing? The people that have listened to the last podcast, thank you guys so much. I'm so glad that you guys enjoyed it and have came back to listen to this. Anybody new listening, thank you so much for coming. Welcome. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Basically, we're just going to be doing a little smoke sesh right here, and I'm going to talk about a little bit about my cannabis history. First time I smoked. Just why I could decided to use it regularly, kind of when I started getting passionate about researching cannabis and everything like that, because that is something that I am passionate about very much so, things like that. So yeah, after I rip this, I'm gonna tell you guys about the first time that I got high. All right, we got this bowl nice and packed for right now. So I'm gonna go ahead and take a fat red for you guys. So cheers, ASMR lovers. Hope you enjoy. This train smokes so good. I'm gonna take one more. I just woke up from like a 3.5 hour nap. I didn't get much sleep last night, so I fell asleep around 7 o'clock tonight, and it's about midnight right now. I've been up for like an hour and a half. So yeah, I'm gonna take another rip. Cheers. Ooh. Man. See why they call it Chernobyl. It's like a fucking Ooh. It's like some radiation shit. All right. So yes, this is what I wanted to get into. Sorry, I had a high moment for there. Had a little brain fart. Anyways, so the very first time I used cannabis was when I was 14 years old, and it was when I was in seventh or eighth grade, which is kind of young. I don't really recommend anybody starting at that age or anything. I kind of wish I hadn't have started that early, but at the same time, I wouldn't have spent the amount of time of research I have into this plant if I hadn't started that early. But there is definitely negative side effects, and I'll get into that eventually. But yes, so when I was 14, I was living in a duplex with my mom, and there was a guy at my school that I knew smoked, and I had wanted to try it for a while. So I asked him to bring me a gram of some mid, which, if you don't know what mid is, you are one of the luckiest human beings in the entire planet, because mid is fucking gross. It's the worst fucking grown weed you'll ever smoke. It gives you the worst headache ever. But yeah, so he hooked me up with a gram of that and a little bamboo chillum that he actually made, and he sold it to me for like 5, 7 bucks, I think. I think he sold it to me for 7 because he wanted $2 for the chillum. So yeah, I bought that, and then a friend of mine came over. We're gonna name him Jake just for the sake of the podcast and the story. I don't know if he wants his name mentioned or not. But yeah, me and Jake went back to my house that day after school. It was the weekend, and he was staying the night. So we went downstairs, went under the balcony of the top part of the duplex, and we smoked it because it was both our first times, and we were both a little nervous. He was a little more nervous than I was, Which is funny now because me and him are both now like the biggest stoners that you would ever meet. But yeah, so we were both a little nervous, but then I took the first hit and it wasn't that bad. I definitely did cough though, because I mean anybody would fucking cough off of that shit. I mean, meds just literally the worst fucking smoke ever, like possible. But yeah, we smoked that and I did get high my first time. We ended up going to Hardee's and just chowing down on some food. And then the next day, my mom found the bamboo chillum, and then she just looked at me and she was like, "Well, I'm glad you did this instead of other stuff," because she understands that this also isn't a dangerous or addictive drug and that it can actually help people and it has positive effects. So she wasn't that mad. I mean, she was definitely upset because of my age and everything. But yeah, she wasn't as pissed as other parents can be towards this, if you know what I'm saying. So yeah, that's the first time that I smoked. I did get caught the first time that I smoked, which kind of sucked. But at the same time, it was kind of funny because it didn't turn out as bad as I thought it was going to be. But yeah, so after that, didn't start smoking regularly until like, I want to say like 16s when I started like smoking really regularly. Like I was definitely smoking like pretty frequently, like after I started smoking, just because I realized that I really enjoyed the way it made me feel. And once I got into buying loud, which loud fire, whatever you want to call it, but good ass dank bud, when I started buying that, which I remember paying like fucking 20 a gram for that shit, which still blows my mind that I would ever pay that much for weed. But I started buying that regularly and doing that, and then I started getting into researching the plant, which is an awesome part of it. So I'm gonna take another rip before I discuss this, because this is a huge part of why I still smoke cannabis today, and also just my passion project and for what I want this and other things to lead to in the future in 2019. So, cheers. Oh man, the bowl stuck. It's too cold outside. Don't you hate when that happens? You sit outside to smoke a bowl and the bowl gets stuck. Oh shit. Oh, stale hits. Oh. Oh, you gotta love it. Got to love it. Oh, fuck. All right. Good Lord. Let me sit that down. All righty. But as I was saying, so around probably freshman year of high school, I was starting to smoke more regularly, and I definitely started researching into it because I would look up videos on YouTube and started watching a bunch of WeedTubers and everything like that. That's when I started watching like Custom Grow, Token Daily, Red Band, Strain Central, like Coral Reefer, people like that. And they just praised and talked about how such a good plant and everything it was, and for medicinal values and everything. So I wanted to do my own research and find out that for myself. So I was, it's funny to think, but I was the kid that would come to school and had gone to the library and rented out books talking like that had big pot leaves on the front of them. And I would just be reading them in class, and the teachers would come up to me and they'd be like, "Oh, what are you reading?" And I'd be like, "Oh, I'm just reading this book about cannabis and learning all of its like medicinal values and stuff and learning the chemistry of the plant and stuff like that." And they were like, "Oh, that's interesting. That's definitely different." And I was like, "Yeah, you know, it's just, I mean, it's a medicine in some places and it's definitely something that's going to be a bigger part of our country and I want to be knowledgeable about it. So when that time comes, I'll be ready for that and I can be a part of this." Because that's my whole goal in this whole thing is that's why I started researching and that's why I still smoke cannabis. But that's not the whole reason I still smoke cannabis, but we'll get into that in a little bit. But I want to be able to help people with this. Like, I mean, I want to be able to teach people and show people that like there is positive benefits to this plant, even though there is some negative. And that can be another whole podcast. I want to do an episode on like what I think of negative side effects of weed and everything because it is subjective to different people. But that's neither here nor there for this episode. But yeah, I want to be able to help people and educate people in any way. I'm actually going to be going to Oaksterdam University in the fall of next year. So I'm super excited about that. I'm definitely excited to gain more knowledge and be able to join the industry fully and get a job in the cannabis community because that is something that I have strived for a very long time. And yeah, so that's where my like basic history and like why I'm still like so invested and passionate about it. But the reason I used it medically is because I grew up in a very depressive state from about age 13, or more like age 12, I guess, more like age 12 to like 19, 20. And I mean, I still have depression now, but it's not nearly as bad as it was then. So that's another reason I use cannabis, just because I was on Prozac and Zoloft and Xanax for a short period of time. Because let me tell you, I took half a Xanax and I was prescribed it by a doctor. And I took half a Xanax after while I was having a panic attack, and I was so fucked up from that shit. It was unreal. Like, I can't believe that that's something that's fully legal everywhere and you can get prescribed. And it can fuck you up with like half a pill. It just blows my mind. But yeah, so I was on those for a long time. And from about, I think I was on those from about age 12 to, I think I finally stopped taking them when I turned 17, I think, is when I stopped like fully taking any antidepressants. And I just used solely cannabis. But once I started smoking, I started realizing that it was really helping my mental state and just helping keeping me positive and everything like that. And that was definitely something that I found very, very amazing because it had been such a long time since I had been able to just do something like consume a plant and just immediately, like, my whole mood changed. It was just so crazy. So that's the reason I use it medically. And it's been a miracle. I wouldn't, honestly, I probably wouldn't be here if it wasn't for cannabis helping me. Not even saying like, I'm not saying it's a miracle drug or anything, but it has definitely helped me like dig myself. Like it helped me pull myself up. I'm not saying it saved my life, but it definitely helped me be able to pull myself up and have a more positive mindset about life. And that's something that I definitely find value in from this plant. But I'm gonna take another rip, you guys. So I hope you guys are smoking along with the podcast. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Let me know, guys. Follow the Instagram, and once I post, just comment and tell me what you guys thought of the podcast and everything. I'm definitely enjoying doing this. Like I said, I apologize for the hiatus for the people that have been listening, people that are just starting to listen. I hope you guys stick around because I am gonna be doing these every 2 weeks. On Friday, every other Friday at 4:20 p.m., I'm going to be uploading this. I'm recording this at midnight on, I guess, Thursday morning. So yeah, I record these during the week and then I upload them on the Friday, every other Friday, 4:20 p.m. So if you guys want to keep listening, please come back and listen for more. You can find me on all platforms that you listen to podcasts on, including the one that you're listening to it on now, obviously. So, if you guys want to keep listening, make sure to favorite, follow, all that good shit. So, cheers. Whew. Yeah, this cold weather is seriously horrible for my rig right now because I. I feel bad saying this because I promised myself when I bought this rig that I was only going to smoke oil out of it, but I've been out of oil and I've been smoking flower more, and I forgot to buy wraps. So I found the bowl piece that came with the rig when I bought it, and I've been smoking flower of it, which is a horrible idea, and I don't recommend it to anybody because it's never the same again unless you use cleaning solution, which is what I plan to do after I finish smoking this weed that I have and I get more oil. But it just gets all stuck now because it's fucking, I don't even know how cold it is. Let me check. It is 37 degrees right now. And it's supposed to get down to 30. Oh, and the high today is 37. Holy shit, guys. I just realized that it's going to be cold. It's supposed to snow possibly this weekend, which is going to be crazy. Hopefully work doesn't get closed. Hopefully it doesn't snow that bad. I hope it's just like slush or some shit. But yeah. Anyways, wow, I forgot what I was saying. We were talking about my depression and everything. Got that. Yeah, that's basically what I wanted to talk about this episode. But what I'm going to do now, actually, is I'm going to talk about something. Every podcast, I want to talk about something not cannabis related that I enjoy. And I want to be able to have a little segment where you guys get a little piece of me that's not just cannabis related. So I'm going to take another rip, and then I'm going to talk about my opinions on the most recent Captain Marvel trailer, because as you guys will find out, I am a huge Marvel fan. Avengers Infinity War was the greatest movie that came out this year, hands down. No arguments. Anybody tries to argue with me, I will shut you down immediately. But yeah, the Captain Marvel trailer, I definitely want to talk about my thoughts on that, and I will definitely be going live on Instagram on Friday morning. So if you guys want to follow my Instagram, I will be going live and reacting to the Avengers 4 trailer that is supposedly supposed to drop at 9 a.m. It was supposed to drop today or yesterday on Wednesday because they postponed it because of George W. Bush's funeral, which is understandable. That's actually pretty cool that they did that, honestly. Super respect to Marvel for being so respectful of a fallen president. But yeah, it kind of bummed me out because I was off work today and I was like, oh, I'm gonna wake up this morning, watch Good Morning America, and see this awesome trailer and finally figure out the name of this movie that we've been waiting like 6 months to know the name of. But 48 more hours isn't that bad. So yeah, sorry, I'm rambling. I'm gonna take this rip and then I'm gonna tell you guys my quick couple thoughts about the Captain Marvel trailer. So cheers. Oh man. Oh. Holy shit. All right. So, as I was saying, the Captain Marvel trailer dropped Monday night during Monday Night Football. And honestly, I am super, super excited. I think Brie Larson's going to be an amazing Captain Marvel just from the footage in the trailer itself. It looks very amazing. And also, I'm ready to see how Sam Jackson, Nick Fury, his character, loses his eye. There's actually a lot of fan theory talking about her cat in the trailer, which is actually a Flurkin or Lurkin. It's a alien creature from the comics, and like apparently there's theories going around that that's how Nick Fury loses his eye. Honestly think it's still Talos, Ben Mendelsohn's character, which is, you actually get to see a lot more of him in this trailer, which was awesome. But I think it's super amazing. You got to see her go full binary, which was super fucking cool. Her powers are so amazing, like pulling from a white hole, which is literally unlimited energy. That's so insane, just thinking about how powerful she is and how she's going to play a role in Avengers 4. But that's a little too geeky for the normal consumer. But if there is Marvel fans listening to this, like, please tell me your thoughts, because I am super down to like maybe 1 week just do a straight podcast like of me, maybe even do like a video version of it and post it on the WeTube and do like just straight like Marvel Avengers talk, which would be super fucking dope down the road. But yeah, so my final thoughts on that trailer are just that it looks super fucking amazing and I'm super intrigued to see if Captain Marvel ends up being a Skrull, because there is some scenes in the trailer that allude to very weird things involving a nosebleed before she's intercepted by the Kree. And it's very weird. I'm super excited for this movie to find out what the fuck's going on. But yeah. Anyways, it looks amazing. Super excited to see it. Super excited for the Avengers 4 trailer to come out and to finally figure out what the fuck the name of the movie is. But I'm gonna take one more rip for you guys, and I'm actually gonna go inside. I'm gonna cut this episode a little short just because this was just a little. I kind of just wanted to talk and give you guys a little history on why I'm using cannabis and kind of why I'm doing this, and also just kind of ramble around and bullshit with you guys for a little bit and catch up with you because I felt bad about not doing a podcast in the last month, which kind of sucked. But at the same time, like, I'm glad I did because now my mind's perfectly fine. I'm ready to get back into this fucking grind. I fucking love doing this, just sitting here smoking a bowl and talking to you guys and telling you about myself and talking about topics that I enjoy. So I'm gonna take another rip for you guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this. Make sure to follow my Instagram on the High Life with Holden and to follow the podcast on Anchor FM, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, any of that shit. And yeah, and also on Twitter at Holden on High. So cheers, you guys. Mr. Noble has me chatty as hell. I just found out I'd smoked Chernobyl before, but I'd never done my research on the actual strain itself. And it's a cross between Trainwreck Trinity and this other strain, which I know is a sativa, but I can't remember the exact name of it. But it's a sativa dominant hybrid, and man, talk about a point on description for a strain. Because I mean, it is a head high, as amazing as possible. Smells so good, just looks well. I'm definitely going to be putting a little video of it up on the Instagram, so make sure to go give that a like and everything. Check that out because this weed is super fire. But anyways, you guys, I'm going to be checking out of here for now. I'm so glad you guys enjoyed this. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. New viewers, welcome to this. I'm so glad you're joining me and everybody else on this journey of me discussing the different aspects of cannabis and things that I enjoy in my life while using cannabis. So, thank you guys so much for listening. I'll catch you guys later. Peace out.
So definitely just realized that I pronounced the Twitter handle wrong because the Chernobyl had my head way too buzzing to even be able to pronounce the Twitter handle right. So the Twitter handle is at Hi, I'm Holden on Twitter. Hope you guys follow that and keep up with the content. Also on the Instagram at On the High Life with Holden. And I will be filming a video for the WeTube page on either Friday or Saturday, and will more than likely go up Sunday. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode of On the High Life with Holden. Peace out. Have a great rest of your weekend.